From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. An alumna of Sacramento State's Senate Fellows Program says there's a culture of silence around sexual harassment at the state capitol. The reaction follows the college's decision Wednesday to place the program's director on indefinite leave amidst claims he failed to report a complaint by a female fellow against a senator. Capitol Public Radio's Julia Mitrich reports.
Every year, college graduates compete for a spot in Sac State's Capitol Fellows Program. If they get in, fellows are placed in the Senate or Assembly, or in the judicial or executive branches for 11 months. Tam Ma was a Senate fellow in 2002 and got a job interview with a legislator soon after. She later ran into him at a social gathering where Ma says he treated her inappropriately.
I did not report it at the time for all the reasons we've heard why women are reluctant to report harassment, whether they work in the Capitol or elsewhere, because it can end your career. And my career was just starting at the time.
Ma, now Policy Director for Health Access California, says it's frustrating that 15 years later, a fellow experienced untoward behavior from her boss, reported it to multiple people, and the system, which includes Sac State, failed to protect her. Dozens of Capitol Fellows alumni, including Ma, circulated a letter earlier this week calling on Sac State to investigate and possibly terminate David Pacheco, who leads the Senate Fellows Program. Julia Mitrich, Capitol Public Radio News.
Well, the sale of recreational marijuana becomes legal on January 1st, and new emergency rules out Thursday will temporarily govern the industry. Growers, manufacturers, and sellers must pay for annual licenses, but they can receive temporary ones in the meantime so they can begin doing business at the start of the year. The state rules also set out security, packaging, shipping, and waste disposal requirements. They do not, however, limit the acreage of marijuana farms, as a state environmental report suggested they would earlier this week. Agencies will develop formal rules early next year. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.